put on, worms squeezing their way through my toes. Tonight that's how it goes. I'm at your window kneeling quiet. I thought at least I'd maybe try to get your head right, your heart right, let him go. Then through the glass I see your dress fall to the floor as he embraces every inch of you, the woman I adore. I can't believe the way you're bending, can't believe this never-ending moaning, asking him for more, begging him for more. How far will I go to make it feel right? Come home, I have to fix this on my own. Except for the color red, as I walk calmly numbing, paralyzed beside the bed. I said, I know I'm not allowed to be here. I just had to see how good your new man really fucks you, cause you've both been fucking me. So now I plan this last thing you can both do as a pair. I tie both blindfolds tight around your fucking eyes to blind your stare. I don't want to alarm you, but I figured we could end this in what seems easy, quick, and painless, man. So I'll get down to business. I choose you first as a gun that's at your head. So laugh at me one more time, but put your face inside the bed. You sit and watch me while I do this shit and learn from what I've said. I cocked the pistol, pulled the trigger, and all I saw was red. How far will I go to make it feel right? Come home, I have to fix this on my own. And in the screaming of the screaming, it's nice to see you scared of such a weak and stupid husband who knows you never really cared. I'll leave you with a question that I need to hear from your head. Was all this worth it knowing you have just seconds left to live? Now think about your answer lying face down in the bed. I cocked a pistol, pulled the trigger, and all I saw was red. I gently stroked her arm and she lies lifeless on her back. Then I placed the barrel in my mouth, all I saw was black.